a continuation of the previous one, whatever category it was in. So there he was. Yeah, it was actually end of war, I think. You can squeeze it in there somewhere, because it is end of war in the mind. Because there he was, and God himself and herself told him to just take a vacation, take care of himself, enjoy himself, go to the beach, whatever, for a month. And wow, am I allowed to do that? And he realized that for like 20 years of his life, from 22 and up, he basically didn't have any vacation or even weekend free, because he was working for God all the time. And then for 20 years, well, he kind of had weekend free. But still, a job as a parent and so on. Sometimes working weekends as self-employed freelancers often do, but should refrain from doing, because it's not healthy for you. And now here he was, pensioner, guys grown up, taking care of themselves. Free to do what you want. And he had just rededicated his entire body, mind, intelligence, words, and his very self to the service of the Sankirtan movement. Which to him means not propagating an organization, but to give out Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, to as many people as possible on the planet. And the knowledge, the sharing of experiences of how we can live our lives in that way and be truly happy and friends, and things are Vaikuntha again, which means above those modes of nature. And where are those modes of nature? Where should we not step in order to step into them? They are in our hearts, they're in our minds. So it's a matter of how we think and act and are toward each other and so on. Who do you eat? Who do you hate and love? And all these relationships. It's not about matter, it's about relationships. That you will find and get your environment, whether it's a local world that we enter into after leaving this one, or by the environment, I mean the company that we attract and the parties we get invited to, and you know, the life we live on a daily basis. We of course attract an environment of like-minded people, which then means we will find ourselves in a room environment, a special environment corresponding to that as well. So that will just determine whether you find yourself right now surrounded by gangsters, whether on the street or up in high buildings. Danger, hate, anger, frustration, drugs, madness, alcohol. Relationships just based on sex. Where's the love? Or yes, or you find yourself in an environment with real friends who hang out together, do nice things together. I mean, look at the Hare Krishnas, for instance. I live here in the Hare Krishna building and property, and look out my window how the devotees just, well, create a safe corner for themselves and be friends and hang out together and do nice things together. And now there are no drugs, there's no alcohol, there's no meat eating, all that which pulls you down into that tama, a darker, bewilderment and lack of proper intelligence and consciousness even. So that's as simple as it is. So, anyway, Hare Krishna.